Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't really care about winning the Jet-Giant game. I guess in the preseason, I really look for health, number one. And by the way, as we saw with Olivier Vernon, game action isn't the only place where you can get hurt, unfortunately. And we did see Evan Engram get hurt, and he was put into the concussion protocol, but there are positive sides with Evan Engram that the injury is not that serious. So obviously you're looking for health. And I always say this, if there is something about the football team that you are concerned about or affected them last year, and you see those bad trends continue, it worries you. And in the Jets' case, you know, they take the football on the opening drive and they march down the field. Sam Darnold looks great. You know, Robbie Anderson with a big catch. Bilal Powell gets in the end zone. Darnold converts on a 3rd-and-8. He converts on a 3rd-and-13, which he actually runs for a first down. It was an excellent, excellent drive by the Jets' first-team offense. They moved down the field with ease and converted on a couple of big third downs. They go up 7-0. And defensively, they had a very good stop against the Giants' first-team offense, which you lose lightly, the term first-team lightly, because Odell Beckham Jr. is not playing, and Saquon Barkley is not playing. And that's a huge thing because that's a big part of this Giant offense. But after that opening sequence on both sides of the football, there was a lot of negative from the Jets that continued trends that you saw last year. Number one, the penalties. Oh, my God. I mean, some of these penalties in the first half, and it started, you know, innocently enough with a false start, I think, by Eric Tomlinson. And then there was a holding penalty on a Jet return that set them back a little bit. And there was an intentional grounding. And there were a few more holding penalties. And then the big one, the one that jumps out at you, was Jordan Jenkins on a 3rd-and-15 on a deep ball that Cody Latimer didn't make the play on. He gets called for illegal hands to the face during the regular season. That is an instant remote control thrower at the television. And basically, they hand the Giants 3 points and give Aldrick Rose his credit. He selected the field goal. But the illegal hands to the face by Jordan Jenkins on 3rd-and-15, just an awful, awful, awful penalty. And then you've got a face mask penalty on Trumaine Johnson. And then you've got a personal foul penalty on the rookie tight end, Chris. I mean, it just never ended. An illegal contact penalty on Darren Lee. It just kept going. Every 30 seconds, another brutal Jet penalty. Now, I understand it's the preseason. Calm down. It's the preseason. Calm down. Like I said, when you continue something from the previous year that's awful, it's very concerning. The other thing is special teams. First, you have the missed extra point, which occurs after a false start penalty that moved the extra point back into basically a normal field goal attempt. Then, of course, I mean, how could you forget this one? You've got Hunter Sharp, who may not make the team, returning a punt 55 yards for a touchdown. So everybody's healthy. Sam Darnold moved the football well on that opening drive. Life is good in that regard. The first team defense played reasonably well. But the penalties and the special teams from a Jet perspective was really, really ugly. And you know that if this team wants to surprise, if they want to be in any kind of playoff race, if they want to improve on the win total from the last couple of years, they got to clean that up. They're not talented enough to let that stuff affect them. They're not talented enough to be in the top 5 or 10 in this league in penalties like they were a year ago. And that's on this coach. Of course it's on this coach. And same thing with specials. It's got to be a lot better. But Sam Darnold, as far as what he did, let me just say this about Sam Darnold. I am ecstatic that he's the quarterback for this football team. And I will be ecstatic when he makes his first NFL start, likely the Monday night game against the Detroit Lions. And he's looked good. And I think he's had a good preseason. But, and I think this is a very fair statement, Teddy Bridgewater's played better than him. I mean, seriously. Because Teddy Bridgewater, especially in this third preseason game, is not playing behind the first team offensive line. He is not playing with the same weapons that Sam Darnold is playing with. And if you watched late into this game, and I also understand, in fairness, he is not facing the first team Giant defense. I get all of that. But based on what we have seen in the preseason and when we've seen both of these guys play, I don't think you can really say Sam Darnold has outplayed Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think you can make that statement. Now, I don't think Sam Darnold's fallen on his face either. I think he's been fine. That first drive was great. That conversion on third and 13 was a thing of beauty. And the Jets clearly believe he's ready, and I think their motivation is to move Teddy Bridgewater. And while I've laid out my opinion on what I would do, Sam Darnold is the future of this football team, and if he is ready and is right out of the gate, going to start, and he's going to perform at a high level, let's go. I'm ready to watch, and I'm excited. But just to be fair, I don't think Sam Darnold has outperformed Teddy Bridgewater. I think Teddy Bridgewater's looked very good here in camp. And I think what's hurting the Jets in their attempts to trade him is there just aren't a lot of teams right now in the NFL, and maybe an injury can change this, but there aren't a lot of teams in the NFL that are looking for that quarterback. There isn't that big injury that's going to get them the return that Sam Bradford got for Philadelphia. It just isn't out there right now. And I don't know if it's going to be out there. You know, you can't sit back waiting for an injury now, because even though injuries can happen during practice, it is very unlikely that a quarterback is going down with an injury between now and week one, especially since we have gotten through the quote-unquote dress rehearsal that is the preseason week three. So I don't know what they need for Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know what they expect for Teddy Bridgewater. But the handwriting is on the wall, and that's Teddy Bridgewater, barring something crazy, is never going to play quarterback for this football team. And that Sam Darnold will get this opportunity right out of the get-go. I think the offensive line, when healthy, is not going to be the worst in the league by any stretch. Now, we did see Brent Quavi start at left tackle again. Kelvin Beachum is going to certainly be an upgrade when he plays. So I think this offensive line will be okay. I don't hate the weapons that they have, even with Elijah McGuire not being ready for the start of the year, the running game with a veteran like Bilal Powell and Isaiah Crowell. I think the receivers can be really good. I thought it was nice to see Quincy Enunwa out there, which definitely changes things. Robbie Anderson, as long as he can keep his head on straight, and certainly Jermaine Kearse needs to be healthy. And we'll see what he can do. The hope is, when you start a rookie quarterback, they start forever. I'll tell you one team that should worry about a rookie quarterback and starting him behind a horrible offensive line, that's the Buffalo Bills, because Josh Allen, the other day, yesterday that is, got just destroyed in the first half of that game. He got sacked 5 times and was hit a few other times. And so if you're the Buffalo Bills, especially because going into this draft, Allen was of the big quarterbacks, the big four, and you could include Lamar Jackson, make it a big five. He was probably the guy viewed as being the furthest away from playing. And so if you're the Buffalo Bills, you're going to put him out there? Behind that offensive line? I mean, is that really a good decision? I don't think the Jet offensive line is on that level of patheticness. I wouldn't worry too much about the health of Sam Darnold, but he's clearly going to be the guy. And Todd Bowles has just an awful poker face because he's trying to keep it as a – he's trying to keep the suspense going of, well, I know my decision. I'll let you know. We all know the decision, Coach. We know you're starting Todd Bowles. We know that. Starting Todd Bowles, that'd be interesting. We know you're starting Sam Darnold. It's very obvious that that's the direction you're going in. But, boy, I'll tell you, if they want to win games, they got to clean up the special teams. And they damn well have to clean up the penalties, because that was brutal at times to watch. Really was. And let me give some credit to Leonard Williams. He was all over the place. So, good job, Leonard. It's the preseason. But, hey, still, good job out of you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.